there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
It's a Fast Lane here on 101 ESPN. Jamie Rivers here alongside Brad Thompson, former World Series champion, Cardinals pitcher. We're going out to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line right now to be joined by our guy, Darren Dreger from TSN. Dregs, how we doing today, bud?
Hey, we're doing good, Jamie. Thanks for having me. How are you?
We're doing good. I'm doing good. Our St. Louis Blues not doing so great right now. Obviously, as you know, they're in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. It's been a tough year all around, and just trying to recover on a lot of fronts. But, you know, you're a guy with your ear to the ground all across the NHL. Before we get into some of the Blues players, I want to find out from you if the Bo Horvat trade, does that set the market for similar players? Like, we've got O'Reilly and Tarasenko here. Does Bo Horvat's deal kind of set the bar?
Well, it definitely helps, right? On an annual basis, as we've experienced, when you've got top-level, upper-level players like O'Reilly, Tarasenko, obviously Bo Horvat is in that camp, you know, you're going to want and ask for a first-round draft pick to be part of the equation. Now, that can be negotiable, right? So if you get a better young NHL player coming back or a top NHL prospect, maybe you're willing to be a little bit more flexible on what that draft pick looks like. Can it drift down into a second or even deeper than that? It all depends on the quality of the players that are included in this deal. So every year we hear from general managers who are primarily buyers who say, well, I'm not interested in giving up my first round pick. And they're not interested in doing it until someone else does it. And that's exactly what happened with Lou Lamoriello and New York Islanders. So they send three pieces to the Vancouver Canucks. That's a fair level of return, I think, for the Vancouver Canucks in Horvat, who's having a tremendous year. So there's no doubt when you're St. Louis or you're another team and you've got a quality piece in play, you're going to expect that first-round pick to be part of the equation, and then a prospect or a young NHL player as part of it as well.
Driggs, when you mention all the names, right, and obviously O'Reilly and Tarasenko are the names that are going to catch some ears, and Barbashev, and we realize, you know, their contract situation, I could be able to keep all of these guys. When you look at the Blues from a national perspective, do you see this team as retooling or are in a bad spot and the future looks a little bleak for them?
No, for me, it's more of a retool. And I say that completely respectful of the experience of Doug Armstrong, not his first rodeo by a long shot. And he's noted as one of the general managers who has a real keen sense and eye of where his organization is at, what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are. So, look, I mean, there's no guarantee that a retool is going to be good enough. But when you sign players like Kyrou and Thomas and some of the other young pieces that they have within the organization, within the system, I mean, you can't just cut bait and say, okay, we got to take this thing right down to the wood and fully embrace a rebuild because it's not necessary. So what it appears St. Louis is trying to do is obviously get younger. They have to be mindful of the salary cap, what that's going to look like in the next couple of years, but do it in a transitional phase so that some of the assets in the future. But by also doing that, you add freshness to the group, don't you? You know, this core has been together a long time. The majority of this core are from a Stanley Cup championship team. So it's just cyclical. There comes a point in time where you hope that the window isn't going to close, but the reality is it does close. So I think that, you know, Armstrong and company are looking to freshen things up, but I don't think that it's a complete overhaul by any stretch.
So, Dregs, one of the guys who's been a part of this team for quite a while is Vladimir Tarasenko, and it's been a roller coaster ride here the last couple of years, as you know, well documented. He trade request, and then Army held on to him, and then there was a list of teams, but nobody really knew what teams he would go to. We're in a situation now where I feel like it's coming to a crescendo, but the market, how hard will it be for Army to find a deal that he values? Because with Vladimir Tarasenko's no trade clause, he's kind of driving the bus on this one. That could make it a lot harder for Army.
Yeah. 100%, that'll make it more difficult, no doubt about that. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to what's the player's willingness and want to win? Does he want to chase another Stanley Cup? And I guess the answer to both those questions should be go opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. If that's the case, then if the perfect fit isn't there, a team that's on his list, but there is a team that isn't on his list that should be considered at least a real good playoff contender, then you have to take that to the player and take that to the agent and see what level of flexibility that he has. But, guys, let's not lose sight of some of the baggage that Tarasenko carries with him. The ability to put the puck in the net and generate offense is going to trump a lot of things. But we know that he's got a history of injury, so there's a bit of a red flag there, even though, you know, he's getting healthy here. And you've got the history of wanting out of St. Louis and not being comfortable with the environment. Well, is that going to drag on into a new situation? You don't know. So there's a level of uncertainty there that I don't think is going to apply in any to Ryan O'Reilly when O'Reilly is back healthy. But in saying all that, goal scorers are hard to find, you know, even if it's a rental situation. So I look at probably being more of a rental than Ryan O'Reilly, because in O'Reilly, as long as you're getting him within reasonable health, you know what you're getting in the player. And that's guts, that's glory, that's nose to the grindstone, proven winner, character out the wazoo, all of those things.
We're catching up with TSN's hockey insider. It's Darren Dreger right here on 101 ESPN. Now, you mentioned Ryan O'Reilly, and it's been a really weird year for him, and obviously a frustrating one even before when he was healthy. He wasn't putting up the numbers that he would like to have. Then he ends up getting hurt. But coming into the season, it almost felt like, oh, well, certainly the Blues are going to extend O'Reilly. They're going to keep him in-house. Now it feels like certainly they're going to have to trade O'Reilly. I know that our good buddy Jeremy Rutherford from the Athletic recently sat down with O'Reilly. Ryan said, look, he would like to stay in St. Louis. Do you see a scenario where O'Reilly does not get moved?
Well, I do, but I think that that's also due diligence, right? And I like Jeremy's piece. I think that it's accurate. You know, Armstrong is sure that is going to pay. And as we talked about earlier in the discussion here, guys, it's always kind of the same. It's that high draft pick. It's a prospect or a good young man. Sometimes it's three pieces like the Canucks acquired in the Horvat trade. Armstrong needs to find out what the market is for Ryan O'Reilly. If the market is there, establish that. You know what that market is. So then you go back to Newport Sports, who represents Ryan O'Reilly, and you say, okay, well, what does an extension look like for Ryan? You know, here's what we're comfortable doing, and I suspect it would be shorter term based on where he's at in his career. The dollars are going to be tight here. They have to be. I mean, the salary cap is going to increase. It could be a flat cap, depending on what the Players Association decides. It could go up $3 million, and then the year after, it'll probably go up considerably more after that. But those are all factors, right? And if the extension doesn't make sense, either term or in dollar, then the hard decision is going to have to be made, and you take a trade to Ryan O'Reilly. But Doug Armstrong first needs to educate himself on all of those scenarios before he makes that informed decision closer to the deadline.
Drags, we're in it here in St. Louis, so we talk about these things on a daily basis, and certain players, and of course all the unrestricted free agents have been at the top of the list as far as discussions are concerned. But from an outsider's perspective, or things that you might be hearing, Is there a surprise trade that could happen with the Blues? And what I mean by that is a guy that has term left on his deal, that's making pretty good money, that's not on an expiring contract, that, you know, somebody just comes calling and Doug Armstrong might be willing to move said player.
Yeah, not really front burner. I mean, guys, and I'm loath to speculate, right? I don't like doing that because I don't like putting players in crosshairs and just fabricating rumor for the sake of our business and what we do and what we have to talk about on a daily basis. You know, a name that's been tossed about, and I don't support this, I'm just saying it, and it kind of comes with the territory, and that's Colton Parayko. I don't get it. I think he's an important piece of the St. Louis Blues. He's got a healthy contract. I like him as a player, but he's gone through some tough times this year, and I think that that's primarily what sparked some of the earlier speculation. But I haven't had one team ask me whether or not I think the speculation is real versus BS. Now, that may be because they've contacted the St. Louis Blues directly to say, is there any chance? And they got a hard no. I can't be certain of that. But, you know, beyond media speculation, honestly, for me, in connecting any sort of real trade value to the St. Louis Blues, it seems to be primarily focused on their expiring contract, guys.
Awesome. Great stuff, Drags. We really appreciate you coming on today. And again, it's Darren Drager. You can follow him on Twitter at Darren Drager, TSN's Hockey Insider. He does great stuff over there at TSN. Drags, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, Jamie, Brad, stay well. Thank you.
All right, thank you.